Good morning, 8:51.
It is wild card weekend in the National Football League with four strong matchups Saturday and Sunday, including the Colts coming back to Baltimore to face the Ravens. And the one we're all looking forward to, the Redskins hosting the Seattle Seahawks. And joining us live this morning, James Brown, host of the NFL Today on CBS and Inside the NFL on Showtime. JB, so much excitement. It's nice to see it happening again here.
You know, I came back home from the studio last weekend, and I'm getting off at the new Carrollton station, and I see the beltway full of traffic, and I'm asking myself at midnight, what in the world is going on? I forgot excitement in Washington again.
You know what's terrific about this? A lot of attention has gone to RG3, but there are a lot of Redskins who are playing a role in the success of this team this year. And many of the national predictors about these things are not really confident the Redskins can do very much. But they've been like that for 7 weeks, JB.
And you know what? Isn't it amazing what this rookie, RG3, has done in terms of raising the level of play of the rest of the team? That happens often in sports. If you've got a Larry Bird, a Magic Johnson, or somebody, one of the key ingredients of an elite-level player, Peyton Manning, is that they raise the level of play of everyone around them, and that is awesome to see. Alfred Morris, certainly a sensational story. And Mike and Bruce, you know what I love about these two young kids?
What's that?
The character guys.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Both very smart, but character guys, and that's the kind of guy you don't mind pointing to, or guys you don't mind pointing to say, that's a good role model.
Well, you know what? One of the things about RG3 or Alfred Morris, they make other guys believe and really think, hey, we really do have a shot here.
And then for anybody who is competitive and wants to win, if they see these guys doing it, they're saying, let me step up my game as well to compete. The much maligned Redskins defense with the injuries sustained to key players earlier in the season. Look at what they're doing. Their rank may only be 28th, but they've improved in their play throughout. So on the defensive side of the ball, give London Fletcher, the wily veteran and smart veteran, a lot of credit as well for what he's done to raise the level of play there.
He is just amazing. The way he just gets around the field, makes key interceptions. It's a wonderful thing to watch. You know what I'm really going to be focused on, though, is the battle of these two young quarterbacks, rookies who are playing like poised veterans, who both bring a dimension to the NFL quarterback position we've never seen before.
And it is exciting. I was talking with Mike before getting on the air. These kids come into the league, including Andrew Luck, having run pro-style offenses. They're mature. The common thread for all three, Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin III, and Russell Wilson, they're smart. Clearly very talented, very athletic, all three, but smart kids who are adjusting very nicely to what's being thrown their way. The future is bright for the league with those kind of stars.
You know, as exciting as it is around here, I have to say there are not a lot of the watchers around the country, you know, columnists, commentators that are picking the Redskins to win.
It's amazing, and I was asking Mike about that. I said, wait a minute, I don't follow the line very often, but Seattle is favored coming in. Look, Seattle has won 7 of its last 8. The defense is tenacious. They haven't been as successful on the road as they've been at home, but they are a tenacious squad. But that's okay. As John Madden used to say, we used to say, hey, coach, but Seattle looks good on paper. They might win. He says, JB, they don't play games on paper. It's on the field. And we've seen what the Redskins have done on the field.
Now, let me ask you, you know, when the cameras are off and you don't have to be that objective sports commentator that you are on television, and the Redskins win, do you like shout and do the things that we do?
It's muted, but the guys can see it. hey, Mike and Bruce, they teased me on Inside the NFL this past week. They gave me a Redskins, a Russian type of cold weather hat to put on because they know. As a matter of fact, they're teasing me, calling me JB3 now. So I do my best to maintain an air of impartiality, but everyone knows that I am, in fact, a Redskins fan. As a matter of fact, I can't believe how many Cowboy fans we have in this area. And I know I'm upsetting a lot of these guys already, but I've told a number of my pastor friends, John Jenkins over at First Baptist, when I spoke over there one time, I said, you know what? We're going to have to conduct a healing service for all these Redskins, all these Cowboy fans in the area.
An exorcism, you mean.
Hey, I hear you. Hey, that'll fire up Cowboy Nation. And Jerry Jones is a friend of mine. I know that's going to fire up Cowboy Nation here in the Washington area.
All right, JB3, good luck to us this weekend.
Hey, I would love to be on a football show with you guys one time where we can have an extensive amount of time to talk. I'm going to work on that. We'll see if we can pull it off.
Oh, boy, that'd
like
be our
too.
Treat.
That'd be terrific.
Would be our treat.
Hey,
JB, have a great weekend.
Too.
Enjoy the shows and the game.
Take care.
James Brown with us this morning.
All right, we got Money News. Greg Bianco with us now.
All right, Mike, the Labor Department is saying that the economy is doing some modest winning as growth continues.